This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to Daily News. I am Ross Chanley, this is Tom Dutton. A bit later than scheduled, Tom. We waited for the Jurgen Klopp's pre-match presser for the Arsenal game and we just wanted to react to that to see what he had to say, really.
He had a few little bits to say.
A little bit. Mm. One person he did speak about, Tom. Nice setup for a link there. Was one Mr. Alison Becker. Yeah. He tweeted earlier on today, good morning, one more day of treatments, every day feeling better. Looking forward to get back to the action.
Klopp also said he had lunch with him. He spoke about it.
Could ask how he was. He went, I had lunch with him today, so he can eat.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah, he is the best at press conferences, by the way. He always makes me happy listening to him. It's interesting, though, Ross, because he also said that, look, we don't know. We're going to see, and obviously if you look as well here, John Achterberg spoke about him basically saying that we're waiting for the next international break. So it's one of them. It's getting better. You can start walking without crutches. It's going to take a bit of time though still.
Yeah, I think they were always pretty coy about how long he's going to be out for, and I think people just want to know a date, don't they? But I generally think they don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think you can rush him back. I think it was just, you know, it was obviously a freak injury when it happened, and there's no point in rushing him back. I'm sure Jurgen Klopp wants him in between the sticks, particularly against Arsenal with their firepower, but he has confirmed that he will be out. One person who is fit, Tom, is Mr. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
You're crushing the segues today, Ross.
He did speak about him in his press conference. Obviously, he signed an extended deal yesterday, which is great news.
2023, I believe.
I just don't think I could wish it for such... he's such a nice person. He's had the injury. He had his own problems with that injury and the setback is upsetting. Alongside that, you know, you might remember he was supporting Brewster as well, who had a similar injury, and he was getting through that. And like, we met him a couple of times, haven't we? He's just dead nice. And on top of that, he's worked so hard to get back to where he is. And
that's what I mean.
I think his performances are starting to creep back to that. So second half Southampton, the game we went to, he was brilliant. And I think, you know, Klopp touched on his press conference for saying all that work is good, but you still have to continue to work hard now and get the performances back to the way they were when we were playing the likes of Roma and Man City in the Champions League.
I mean, it must have been hard for him because you're seeing people get all these deals, you're seeing them from free, and they're getting these deals that are showing them how much they mean to this club and how much they can do. It's a reward. And Oxlade-Chamberlain will have been sat there going, I put so much into that campaign when we first got to the Champions League final. And then he was out. Yeah. And it's so hard then because we have to wait as a club. You have to wait and see if he's going to come back as the same player. And there's little seeds of doubts and you've got to overcome that. Go into training every single day with a smile on your face and try and work through that. Must have been so tough. But, I mean, let us know in the comments just how much how happy you are that Oxlade-Chamberlain signed this deal. Maybe you're unhappy. If you're unhappy as well, let us know as well. But I think just in terms of bolstering the squad as well, with a person who's fantastic, not just on the pitch but off the pitch, it's massive for Liverpool.
We need him, was his words. Of course, we need, and obviously need the body and stuff, but I think he brings something else to that dimension of the midfield. But I thought it was really interesting the fact that in his conference he just said, like, listen, you've done all the hard work to get yourself where you are now.
Yeah.
Don't stop. You need to carry on. You need to get yourself as fit as possible. And I think he's building those blocks towards doing that.
Yeah, I mean, Klopp also spoke in his press conference. If you haven't seen it, go over and watch it. It's always brilliant. But he's speaking about
after this.
Yeah, after this, obviously. But he's speaking about how we need to, as players, push each other constantly. And someone asked him about the spirit in the team, and he just goes, "Look, the spirit in the team that we have now and that we need is one of competitiveness."
Team spirit could not be better.
Team spirit could not be better, but not in a way where you best mates and you do things for other people. You're doing it to be greedy and you're pushing people on. And Oxlade-Chamberlain needs to do that.
You have to be ready to kick your friend's butt, is what he said.
There you go.
Which is true, but he's got that kind spirit in there, isn't he? It's not bitchy like some other places. A little bit of news was kind of from yesterday. If you're travelling to the game, you might want to know, so you know someone who's going to the game, just give them a little update. There was some strike action. The first three strikes on the Merseyside Rail network have been called off to allow further discussions to take place. The normal service will run on 24th August 3rd and 5th. So if you yourself or anyone else that you know had made alternative arrangements because of the Merseyrail strike,
It's all being put on the website as well, as you can see right here. Basically, just saying get there early as well, just so that you can just so you can miss all the stuff. There's gas works as well. Apparently, it's always a bit of a nightmare around the ground at match day. A pleasant nightmare because you are going the footy, but still, it's still manic. This is a mad one, Ross.
Liverpool are dead rich, though.
Dead rich, though.
Oh, no. Fucking mental.
The valuation of $2.2 billion. The interesting thing, though, is this thing right down at the bottom.
I saw this yesterday. I was like, Paul, have you seen this thing? He's like, no. So I sent him the link, looked at it. He's like, what? And it's literally this one line. So he's got all the Forbes stuff, Liverpool team value, blah, blah, blah. One line. Liverpool is on the verge of signing a new kit deal with Nike that could begin with the 2021 season and could be the richest in the Premier League. That's it.
Yeah. And then
you're not cited from anywhere. Just nope.
Well, Forbes cites it. So there you go. I mean, I had a look. I think United are top with 75, then Chelsea is 60. So it's higher than that.
This sent Twitter mental when this was broke last night. I think there was rumours of, I think Puma on some other...
Yeah, there's Puma, there's Nike on the table. New Balance is probably fighting for it as well. Yeah. You've got three big kit suppliers there going, we want to outbid each other.
But I think Nike have just come in and totally blown out the water. I think that the rumoured fee is £100 million a year, so that's £1 billion over 10 years, which is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
That can put us towards, you know, buying players next season.
Yeah.
Then far, and doing it legitimately as well. I think there's a couple of links of going, well, Mbappe's sponsored by Nike, then hopefully we'll get him. I mean, I doubt that's going to happen, but it would be lovely. But it's another statement of intent, another statement of how big Liverpool are getting off the pitch, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it is, and if you can see here, I decided to look at all the valuations of the clubs. Oh, and these current values are based on the current stadium deal. I didn't quite understand that, but it's money, whatever. Real Madrid, $4.2 billion. Barcelona, $4 billion. We're not close to them. We are actually eighth down the pecking order. And the most interesting thing for me is Arsenal and Chelsea are valued higher, and we're playing better than them on the pitch now. I reckon we have a better squad now on the pitch, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's really, really interesting just seeing how our way of doing things in terms of monetary stuff works. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's Barca. Obviously, there's Real Madrid up there, and there's obviously City. But Liverpool are doing it. Obviously, we're spending a lot of money, but we're reaping the rewards of Champions League deals, obviously TV money. If you have a look here, this is madness to me. We get $1 billion in broadcasting deals, which is that's a scandalous amount of money, but it's because everyone wants to watch Liverpool play footy.
And I think as well, you know, a couple of things have happened this week. So we had the Chamberlain deal. We brought you news yesterday of the expansion of Anfield Road getting put into place.
Yeah.
It's quite good that it's kind of like little step-by-step things of like, you know, people get annoyed with FSG, and you know, if you do, then fair play to you. I'm going to tell you to think otherwise. But you know, they kind of saying like, well, money's coming in, and you go, Anfield, that's getting done. This is getting done. People getting new contracts. We're retaining a team. We're, for so long, we're like, you know, the Suarez, Torres, all that era going, well, we're doing all right, but nothing's getting done around the outside to maintain these people, to keep them staying. I think this is another step towards it.
Yeah, no, it is fantastic. I love it. It's all going up. Liverpool.
Speaking of stuff that's going up, another team is like, Dave Maddock was in yesterday. Part one is up on the website. He's one of my favourite guests in the newsroom. He's actually one of my favourite shows. I think it's something a little bit different to what we normally do and what you see everywhere else. So he gives his insight on Liverpool, and he proper went in depth with Paul on some of the different issues. Actually, it was completely different to what we do on a newsroom, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, about the old Liverpool trying to brand Liverpool as a word, the RLA stuff, and some other things of like that affects businesses and stuff. So part one is out now. Part two will probably go out after this.
Yeah, it's coming
on the website.
Evening.
But I swear to God, like, if you haven't seen David Maddock before, he's just such a nice guy. He talks loads of sense, doesn't he? So it's good to get that insight. You start your 3 month now. It's well worth it alone, in my opinion. I watched last night on part two.
Leave us all your thoughts on every single thing we spoke about there. Obviously, go and watch Jürgen Klopp's pre-match presser, but Go and watch the Umbu as well. And the starting 11 that went out this morning. Umbu went out last night. We've got you covered on everything up to the Arsenal game and post the Arsenal game with the instant match reaction. Obviously the normal match reactions and interviews outside the ground. So yeah, Ross.
We'll see you. We'll end it there. See you soon.
See you Monday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.